Welcome to Gab Bags Podcast with your host, Geraldine, where we have different topics, local talent, comedians, and my favorite neo-soul music. Now get ready to enjoy the show. Welcome to Gab Bags. I'm your host, Geraldine. I have on the phone today and I have in the studio today, Yvette and Miss Tawanda. How are you ladies doing today?
Doing real good.
Amazing. What about yourself, Jerry?
Well, you know, I'm excited. This is my first podcast show under my Gab Bags podcast. And I just want to say that it's going to be a great show.
I think so.
We're going to start off with a little neo-soul today. And after that, you will hear our topics. Our topic is going to be today. So just start thinking and getting your heads running. Dating over 50 and above. Or another topic part is today is dating over 50. Should you have sex? In a, you know.
Ooh, I like that.
Right. Should you have sex immediately, or should you wait and make the person wait 90 days? Either way, let's hear this song tonight. It's So Deep. That was delicious. That was really good. So anyway, let's get into these topics, okay? What do you feel about dating over 50, Ms. Tawana? Go ahead on and let's get your spiel.
I think it's kind of hard because I think you, for me, what's been happening, I've actually been like attracted to very young men, very old men. Either way.
I have been not attracting any men, so... I say you are blessed either way. You are blessed either way.
I don't know.
Way.
I had one. Nah. Girl, you know you've been attracted to men. You're a beautiful woman. You know you get those men.
But you know what's on their minds. The men I've been attracting been low on cash. Sex drive is not that high. Or... if they want it to be that high, they can't perform like they really used to. So what are my options?
I think you should start traveling with your own Viagra.
I could bring the pills.
Maybe a sex start kit with you. You know what I'm saying?
So do you even... My question is, do you even want to date over the age of 50?
I want to date, but I don't want to date. You know, I just got a divorce like about a year ago. So I'm like up in the air about dating. I want someone, but then I really don't because I remember the relationship and all the drama. So I'm like, do I really want more drama in my life?
Right.
Or do I want to just a drive-by?
Okay. So, you know, and what I like is I got two sides of the coins here. I have a person... as well as myself, that wants to date over 50. But then I have my friend here who is in the studio today who is okay with not dating over 50. Yvette, how do you, why would you, what's the benefits of not dating over 50 for you?
Well, I'm at the place where I'm just enjoying myself, learning me and discovering all the gifts and talents that I've missed out on because I, put myself in a situation where I lost myself trying to help somebody find themselves when they weren't trying to find themselves and it was all left up to me ultimately. So when I finally let that go,
go ahead, we're listening.
When I finally let that go and just focused on myself, I've just been enjoying it so much to where I'm at the place where I just... not interested, not opposed to dating, but just not interested right now. I'm actually very happy.
Hey, Yuri.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Yvette. Hey, when you're done, Yvette, I got a man in the car with me that can give a male perspective on dating over 50 when you guys get a minute.
You know what? We got the, I want to date over 50. She's all right. She's not dating and satisfied. Now let's help it. What's his name?
Michael,
thank you for joining the show today. Can you give us your perspective of if do you want to date over 50 or are you okay or would you like to meet somebody?
For me, I kind of want to date. I miss not being in a relationship, but then again, I want the headache either.
You don't want the headache. Now, I don't know how to take
what
that.
Headache? Michael, what kind of headache you have? I'm listening. I want to see.
I want to know what kind of.
Fall out.
I want to know about the headaches.
I can only imagine.
Come on, Michael. Tell from a man perspective, what headaches did you have?
Hey, I mean, okay, I'ma just say, just dealing with women being emotional at times can be a little bit more.
Can you guys hear him?
Yes. He says women are too emotional.
Yeah, and it's too much.
Is
can you elaborate?
I'm needing you to elaborate because I'm like, what do you mean we're too emotional? Do we want too much of your time? Or
do we
want so much of your sympathy and we telling you a sad story? I mean, what's going on? And do you think the woman who dates you, Michael, immediately places you in a relationship with them?
Woo. Uh-oh, wait a minute. You got a woo out of them that time. What
is
that mean?
Is that the drama? Is that the emotional?
Something.
So
they immediately want a relationship.
And so at this point, and I'm just asking you, over 50, is that not what you're looking for? And do you let the woman know that that's not what you're looking for if they are assuming that they're in one? And do women, if you have sex with them, do they immediately think you're in a relationship because you had sex with them? Or... did you have to tell them that you don't want a relationship with them, even though you had sex with them?
I hope you wrote all these questions down, because we got to go back to the first one. One at a time.
Okay.
You said one at a time.
Okay. Address one of them.
Okay. Do you want me to re-ask one of the questions again?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. The one question is, with these women that you say are so emotional, have you had sex with them and then they assumed you're in a relationship and you not want to be in one?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a real good question.
I just want your point of view. I just want
that's,
your point
that's
of
a
view.
Real good question. Well, I try to be upfront and tell them.
I was getting
know,
ready to say
I just
that
got
why.
The
sorry.
I just got divorced, so for me, I'm looking for companionship, somebody to take out. If we end up in a relationship, that's fine. But don't put me in a relationship with you, and we only known each other for a hot minute.
But you didn't answer her question, though, Mike. She said, if you had sex with him,
right?
You considered a relationship.
Or do you even believe in having sex before marriage?
Ooh, Lord.
Absolutely. I do. In fact, I might have some right now.
Use a hot mess.
I'm the oddball here. I'm the oddball here. I don't.
I'm just,
need to know if it works. Jerry, I need to know if it works.
I understand that. But my question is this. If you don't want to have a relationship with them, do you tell them that before you have sexual relations with them?
Michael?
Yes.
You do tell them?
And does that conversation go? How does it
yes,
go?
I'd like to hear. How do you address that?
Act like I'm that person. Act like
she's that person.
And we talk, and you going to have sex, and we ain't going to have no relationship. How would you tell me that?
Well, personally, I'm not even going to bring up sex, number one.
Oh, so you want it to be her idea? She gave it to you, then she just gave it to you upon her own thoughts. So when do you tell her you don't want a relationship, before or after? But now I know I keep changing the subject, but it's rare that I finally get a man on my podcast that I can ask these questions to, because I'm trying to figure out, do you not get in a relationship with her if the sex is not good, or you want to lock her down if it's good?
That's a good question, Jerry. I want to know.
I wish I could put you out on the strip and ask all these different men who be out there over the age of 50.
Now, just getting in a relationship with her is going to be one thing. Having sex, you know, I'm 50. So it's got to be more than just sex for me to lock her down.
Right.
Because, you know, I can have sex one day and she could be, you know, a train wreck and get on my nerves the other 6 days of the week.
Right.
That ain't no good.
Okay.
So, and it's got to be more there than just that.
What are you saying, Yvette?
That's grown man talking right there.
Okay. That's grown man and respect it. Okay, yeah. So we're going to listen to this next song. And then after this next song, we're going to come back with more questions and more topics. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right, we'll be right back. Back. I'm loving my neo soul. I'm so glad we've added that to the station of what we do. Thanks everybody for coming to Gab Bags Productions. I hope you're liking our topics today, and I hope you're liking our music today. We are back with Tawana, Michael. Michael, you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
And Yvette.
Hey.
And I want to continue on this topic, but I really definitely, so we've established if we're going to date, if we want to date, three of us out of the four would like to date after 50. And she's okay with not. That's cool. But now I want to get to the fact of, do you have sex right away when you're over the age of 50? Or do you think you should wait around and see if you are going to be compatible and you're going to stay together for a while? Or do you go ahead on and enjoy the perks of dating in this dating world? What do you say, Tawanda?
You know, I think it just depends. And I'm not that I'm hoeing or anything or out there just putting it out there and getting where I can.
Right.
However, for me, it depends.
It depends.
I'm 50. I don't know if I'm going to live long, and I do love the Lord, and I do protect myself when I do go out there and get some. I think it depends. You know, if I feel like it, yeah. If I don't, I don't. I mean, do I sleep with everybody on the first night I meet them? Absolutely not.
I try to.
Girl, look, no, hey, that's just... if they look good enough, girl, I don't know if they pay me enough. I'm just joking.
I'm lying.
But I just think it depends on the chemistry.
Right.
Each people different. Each person is different, even like going up. I mean, you have different attractions to people, and you have, you know, magnetism is different.
Right.
But, I mean, normally I would like to get to know someone. You know, hey, is this someone that I can be around a while? Can I wake up and look at your face in the morning? Those are important questions for me.
You know, and, I think, you know, the crazy part about me is I date with purpose. I date to see if I'm going to be with you long term. I don't date just to get that gratification. But if I can get it, I'm going to get it. But I'm just saying, I can't date three and four men at a time. I have to date one at a time.
Let's define dating, first of all.
Going out to eat.
Dating.
Going out to eat.
See, to me, that's just,
taking walks.
See, and for me, that's not even a date. That's just a free meal.
Talking, getting to know one another. Dating for me is making sure we're getting to know one another. What's your aspect of dating?
My aspect of dating is your aspect of dating.
Okay.
I'm getting to know you.
Right. Yvette, what's your definition of dating?
I agree with that. Getting to know a person. Going out, taking walks, seeing what you're compatible, what areas you may be compatible in.
So am I too early at looking for long-term? Cause that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for long term. I'm not looking for just a minute show.
I hope.
I mean, you got a goal. That's a goal,
right? So I have a goal. So Tawanda, do you have a goal? Tawanda, not there.
Oh no, she got a goal.
She had to go.
Right back.
All right. So do you have a goal, Michael? As a male. In this conversation.
But since, you know, I'm newly divorced.
Right.
You know, besides the divorce stuff, I don't know. And I'll be honest, I don't know if I'm ready for a relationship. You know, I would love one.
How do you know when you're not ready, though?
Woo. Well, personally for me, I don't know if I'm ready to open myself up and be vulnerable with somebody.
All right. Because I can be honest, before I was ready and before I thought I was ready, I would meet somebody and I'd have like anxiety. And I would still have back thoughts of past relationships. And then if that person did anything that reminded me of my last bad relationships, I would have anxiety and I'd be ready to cut out. But sometimes I wouldn't end it. I would just ghost them. Yvette, have you ever ghosted somebody?
It's been over 5 years that I've even given my phone number out, so I can't even remember.
Well, seriously. So, okay, the 5 years ago when you met that person, okay, you're not talking to them now.
No, I don't think I've ghosted anybody. Mm-mm. I can't recall. Not one time.
You just told them you weren't ready? Michael, have you ever ghosted somebody?
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yes.
And is that how you knew you wasn't ready, or you just didn't want to be with that person?
Well, seeing that, you know, I'm still trying to, I ain't gonna say deal through my trauma of my divorce, but I'm still dealing with some of that, you know. I basically, you know, I don't really know you like that. So it's easy for me, you know, to not call or to ghost you and not worry about it.
Right.
Somebody that I've known for a long time or a while, you know, I would basically just give them, you know, they deserve an explanation.
Right.
You know, they deserve a face-to-face meeting, you know.
If they're a nice person. Or you've been dating them for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, now most of your dating is done on, you know, a dating app or whatever it is. You know, you don't meet anybody traditionally anymore. Right. So 9 out of 10, most of it is messaging or calls or however you communicate, emails. You know,
so,
you know, it's a little bit easier.
You know, I ain't got to pick you. Well, I would say at this stage in the game, being over 50, do you feel that older people are willing to jump into bed a lot faster? Because we grown folks, we grown folks, we going to do what grown folks do. Do you think anything is wrong with doing that? Because they're at that stage in the game. They're at that age.
I think it's the same. I think you have those people that are overly sexualized and some of them are more reserved. I don't see a big difference in the age and the activity. And what I've seen so far, it's the same.
And people have different morals.
Right.
Absolutely. They just don't.
And I'm just saying, for those that sleep around, I don't think they're immoral either.
You don't think they're immoral?
Well, how do you
not immoral.
There's a such thing as, there can't be morals without immorality. There's no such thing. Everything has its opposite.
I think everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Right.
So
being that someone wants to sleep around is no different than someone wants to lie. So I think it's just to each his own. If that's your thing, do it.
Wow.
Okay. I would have to say that I don't give a time frame.
I can't listen to that.
I don't give a time frame of when they're going to do it and when they're not going to do it.
Right. Some people you may never sleep with.
Right.
You can talk to them forever and you're never sexually attracted to them.
Right.
And you're going to always be free.
Okay.
And then some people, it may be a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. I mean, I don't think I'm with you on Jerry. It may be it may be the first night.
Right.
It just depends. I think we all, there's no real timeline, like Jerry, I'm agreeing with you, of when you sleep with what person, depending on what's going on in your life. You know, the enemy is not ugly. The enemy is sexy. I mean, it's attractive. I mean, when that point comes, it's going to, you know, when you're off your game, you may succumb to something you don't normally do.
Right. Okay. That makes some sense. I'm glad we can, you know, share all of our point of views and get our point of views across. And that's what I want for this show, for this podcasting. I want to get everybody's angles, everybody's ideas, and everybody's, you know, take. And it can be openly, and it can be, you know, even accepted or not accepted, you know, as long as you, I want this show to give your honest opinion about how you do things. Thank you for joining me. It's just a 30-minute show. And so we're about to wrap this up. I just want to play one more song and then we're going to go. So thank you, Michael. And thank you for Tawanda. And thank you for Yvette for being in the studio today and, you know, being with me on my first podcasting. I'm going to play this song.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, definitely. And until we meet up again, until we have our next show, thank you, thank you, thank you. And Michael, thank you for your honesty. Thank you. Because, you know, some men want to pull back. They don't want to, you know, share the whole thing with nobody. They don't want to put no women up on game sometimes, as they say. And so, but at the same time, you know, when you're letting us know some men's point of view, we are also opening up some women stuff that we ain't supposed to be telling.
But like it all.
I hope they enjoy the song. Thank you for joining me on the show today. And you guys take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Gab Bags Production. This podcast supports local artists, singers, songwriters, poets, rappers, comedians, and more. To be a part of this podcast, please email me at gbowers40@outlook.com or call 253-260-9479. Would love for you to join my team.